Welcome to the GreenlightReviews.com Rental Report. I'm Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder. Today you'll hear a bit from our review of the 2008 historical drama, The Other Boleyn Girl, a tacky take on King Henry VIII's famous backstreet affair with Anne Boleyn's sister. The film looks serious, but I thought it came off more like a TV episode of Jersey Shore.
Well, Anne Boleyn marries King Henry VIII, and she loses her head because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But this film also tells the story of her sister Mary, who
right.
for years was the king's mistress.
Sure. And here's what we had to say about The Other Boleyn Girl. You know, Les, I thought The Other Boleyn Girl was going to be one of those really juicy melodramas. I mean, two beautiful sisters after the King of England, and they each bed him with varying degrees of success. It sounds like something that you might find in the tabloids. You know, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. Well, this is not very interesting at all.
The trouble with this film, Anne, it's very, very old-fashioned.
Yes.
It moves in seven-league boots. It's hard for the actors to pick up one foot and put it in front of the other.
Folks, stay home and watch the Tudors on television. It's a far, far better depiction of this period in history. So for me, The Other Boleyn Girl gets a red light.
I'm giving it a flickering yellow light, mainly because I thought Natalie Portman was okay. So a yellow light and a red light for The Other Boleyn Girl.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo. And for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.